In 2007, there were 642 healthcare M&A deals. Despite the subprime mess giving the market fits, some experts see the healthcare capital market moving ahead in 2008. But the outlook for private equity may be a bit more cautious. I'm Jason Lopez at the Healthcare Dealmaking Symposium, hosted by The Deal in the Meridian Hotel in New York City. It's March 18, 2008. One of the morning panels during the symposium took up the issue of the capital market from the private equity point of view. On the panel, Nathaniel Zilka from Kohlberg Kravis Roberts, Jonathan Korngold, Managing Director and Global Head of Healthcare at General Atlantic, and Benjamin Edmonds, Managing Director at CCMP Capital. Edmonds says he's noticing a decline of private equity deals in the healthcare industry.
There's not much deals coming up from a private equity perspective in terms of large cap deals. Just the leverage is not there. Although, you know, it's interesting, you know, with managed care correcting itself, and having some of the kind of secular problems that they're having, it's a question of whether or not there'll be future consolidation. There's some kind of high profile blow-ups in Humana and WellCare, and it'll be interesting to see if Strategic, you know, comes in and steps up to do there. And, you know, what we've seen on the M&A side has really been, you know, I think the Strategic will pick up their activity, and private equity, I think, you know, will be on the sidelines for a few months, but, you know, we hope to be, you know, active players again as the credit markets come back. And in the interim, we're pursuing growth equity strategies like the Legacy Hospital Partners deal that I talked about a little bit ago, and looking at companies that don't necessarily require a lot of leverage to justify a purchase price.
Although private equity deals are slowing down, investors say there is still plenty of action and transactions taking place. Nathaniel Zilka says there are less leveraged transactions given the climate of the financing markets.
We're spending a lot of our time looking at investments where we can help a public company acquire another public company where they may need some outside capital to facilitate that transaction, where a company may want to delever its balance sheet or do something else in regards to its capital structure that would require an infusion of equity. And we're having a lot of conversations like that with a lot of different folks, people who'd like growth capital to grow their business or pursue some type of strategic initiative. So those are all things we're spending a lot of time around. I do think for the right transaction, you can do a levered deal. It's very expensive. The terms are very different than they were a year or two ago. But for the right investment, up to a certain size threshold, I do think there's availability of capital.
Some industry experts are now looking at the traditional leverage buyout, which generally brings a greater risk, but now is seen as a financial opportunity. Jonathan Korngold is optimistic about the current state of healthcare investment, in large part due to the gradual slowdown of debt in the industry.
Some of the things we're working on are probably as good as we've ever seen them to be. And I think in many ways, the slowdown in the debt market has provided us with a welcome respite, because there was this euphoria where so much capital or debt was being applied to these businesses that, you know, we think, given our experience having seen a few of these cycles in the past, were completely unnatural. In doing so. And the fact that now no debt is really available to do these deals, we can actually have a much more rational discussion about valuation and insert ourselves.
What kinds of deals do you see on the horizon?
Sure. What type of deals? I think, you know, one of the things you heard on the panel was there's a real focus on delivering value for money. I mean, it's really about pay for performance. And I think those services and companies that are providing higher quality outcomes at a lower cost are absolutely going to stay in demand. And so, certainly from GA's point of view, that's one area of our focus. I think over the next 12 to 18 months, though, you're going to see some pretty interesting opportunities to buy some assets that are troubled by their over-leveraged capital structure that they've incurred over the last 24 months. That's for sure.
Jonathan Korngold of General Atlantic, he spoke on a panel with Benjamin Edmonds of CCMP Capital and Nathaniel Zilka, principal at Kohlberg Kravis Roberts. The name of the panel was Private Equity and the Healthcare M&A Market, What's on the Radar? It was one of the sessions during the Healthcare Dealmaking Symposium hosted by The Deal and held at the Park Meridian Hotel in New York City. I'm Jason Lopez for Podtech.net.